Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
The study of
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, when Shlomo spoke to Israel, he was the king of Israel. The king of Israel was established by God. It's not Israel chose the king. It was God who set the king. He chose David, and through David, his descendants, Shlomo, and then Rehoboam later on. But then there was a split among the nation of Israel, because Israel did not want to submit to the authority of God and to the king whom he had set. But it's the same for us today, beloved brothers and sisters. Even though we are not a theocracy here on earth, believers are living in every land, in every place around the world, including here where we are, and all over this world, the governments that be are ordained by God. We don't like it always. We don't agree with the government always. We don't agree with the prime minister or the president or the rulers that are above us. But the Bible teaches us that governments are ordained by God. And so notice what he's telling them in verse 2. Godly wisdom will lead one to submit. And notice verse 2, to keep the king's commandments. And I'm reading now verse 2. I counsel thee, saying to Israel, to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard of the oath of God, obey the king's commandment. It is interesting because New Testament writers like Shaul, Paul, and like Peter, Simon Peter, Shimon Petros, they wrote the very same thing to the believers we just read earlier in Romans chapter 13. And I want you to turn with me for a moment to Romans chapter 13. And you notice that Shaul, that is Paul, is writing to the Romans, and he said to them in Romans chapter 13 and verse 1, he said to them these words very clearly. He said, let every soul be subject unto a higher power. Why, Paul? Why should we be subject to the authority that be? For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. In other words, you might say, God, wait a minute, I don't quite understand. You mean I'm supposed to submit to a godless authority and power and godless government? You mean that I'm supposed to submit to those that are ungodly? What about governments that are oppressive? What about governments such as we know from history, like Hitler in those days? We can look throughout history how evil men have rose and took a position in this world. What about North Korea today? A tyrant, are we going to submit to him? Well, the Bible is clearly saying to us, we don't agree with the way he lead, but governments or power that ordain are ordained of God. And notice what he says in verse 2 of Romans chapter 13. Whosoever therefore resists the authority, the power, he resists the ordinance of God. For they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Will then thou not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is, verse 4, a minister of God to thee for good. But if you will do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God and a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Now it is rather strange, but yet, beloved brothers and sisters, Israel was a theocracy. God is supreme. The king was ordained by God. the assembly that is the church, the body of Christ, we don't have any particular king here in this world that is our ruler. Yeshua is our king. Yeshua is our Lord. We are to submit to him in heaven, but he is the one who set authorities and governments here in this world. And the believers in Yeshua the Messiah are called to submit to the authorities. And by not submitting to the authorities, you actually will bring upon yourself the discipline on the authorities because they have been ordained by God. And so you notice the wise, godly man will know how to handle his situation. Now you might say, Brother Gideon, what if the authorities will tell me not to worship God and to worship idols? Well, of course, there is always a limitation. Peter and the others in the early assemblies in the city of Jerusalem said, are we to obey men rather than God? Because they have asked them not to speak in the name of Yeshua. This is another story altogether. But when it's come to the governmental authorities over which we are under, all believers everywhere are called to submit to the authorities. To the king, as it's mentioned here in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, and to the authorities, as the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter mention in the book of Romans and in the book of Peter. Notice he continues. He says, and that in regard to the oath of God, verse 2. God made an oath. He promised to David that out of his seed, the rulership will continue. And Shlomo became now the king. And Shlomo is saying to Israel, listen, this is the oath of God. God set the king to be a king over the nation of Israel. And you are to submit to the authority of the king. Now notice verses 3 and verse 4. He wanted Israel to realize that the king has an authority given to him by God. And therefore, they are not to be hasty in rejecting what the king is saying. And they are to be submissive and not to do evil. And I'm reading verse 3 and 4. Be not hasty to go out of his sight. Stand not in an evil thing. For he doeth whatsoever pleases him. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Nobody could tell King Shlomo or any king, any authority that is set by God, what are you doing? The king has power. When the king is, there is power. He has authority. Now, we are privileged, of course, to live in a democratic country where we can go and vote, should we wish to vote, for who is going to lead the nation. The liberals, the conservatives, the Democrats, and the Republicans, and so on. But really, beloved brothers and sisters, behind the scene, there is one that set authorities here in this world. And as we read in Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. God is in control ultimately. And let me just remind you that even when we have a so-called better government or a better ruler, that ruler is still a sinner. He is not perfect. And whoever is there always seems to have challenges here in this world. God's people, the godly men and the godly women are responsible to submit to the authority of the rulers under which we live, here or there, wherever we are here in this world, to commit ourselves to the Lord and to do the right thing. The Lord is the one that set up the rulership here in this world. I want to just read one more verse in 1 Peter chapter 2, and there Peter is saying in verse 13, submit yourself to every ordinance of men for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, verse 14, or unto the governors as unto them that are sent by him. for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Again, Peter is mentioning, just like the Apostle Paul, submit yourself to every ordinance of men for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or to the governor as unto them that are sent by him, that is by God. Again, brothers and sisters, we are not to be lawless. Because we are believers, it doesn't give one the right to be lawless. We are under authority and we are to submit to the authority. So the wise man or the wise woman who have godly wisdom is simply adhering to the counsel of Shlomo, submitting yourself to the king. Keep the king's commandments. Shlomo is saying in chapter 8 of Ecclesiastes in verse 2. This is the first counsel that he gave the people of Israel. But not only so. If you want to really know how to handle yourself in this world, he's saying to Israel, if you want to know how to interpret everything, to be wise in your life here on earth, which is very short. We're only going to live here for a season, and soon we're going to be taken out of here. We are not here for a long time. If we are going to have godly wisdom to be able to live a life that is pleasing to God, we need, number one, to submit to the authority of the king and of the governors, of the rulers that we are under. But secondly, in verses 5 to 8, godly wisdom will lead us to prepare for the future. You know, we are not here forever and ever and ever. We are here passing through. We are only here for a season. No one has eliminated his appointment with death, except those that we know, Hanoch, in the earlier days in biblical history, and of course Eliyahu Hanavi, Elijah the prophet, who have been taken out of here without to go through death. But all of us have to prepare ourselves for the future. Do you know there is a future coming where everybody going to have to one day give an account for how he lived here in this world? And so Shlomo is saying in verse 5 and verse 6, the first part, he says the wise man is submitting to authority, discerning, as he says, both time and judgment. In Hebrew it says, et v'mishpat, time and judgment. Wait a minute, there's time coming. Judgment is coming, Shlomo is saying. Are you preparing yourself for the future? Do you realize that one day you and I will all have to stand before God one day? The believers, the godly believers, the less godly believers, the ungodly world, everyone going to have to stand before God. And Shlomo is saying to them in verse 5, notice that he says, whosoever keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. Why, Shlomo, you are saying? And he continued, and he said, verse 6, because to every purpose there is time and there is judgment. You know, everything that happened here in this world happened in a certain time and will bring about a judgment. Everything that is going on, everything that we do here in this world, it's going to come in certain time, but it will also bring some judgment, consequences. That's why Shlomo is saying to our people, of all the people of Israel, says, listen, you are to keep the commandments of the king, a wise man's heart discerning that there is time and there is judgment. There is a season and there is a time that there are results to the way we conducted ourselves here in this world. And so the time and season, in Hebrew is beautiful, the word is et. That means appointed time, a team, appointed times, but also there is a judgment, mishpatim. You know, God is a righteous judge. He's a just judge. He ultimately will evaluate the way one have lived here in this world. Don't you think God says to Israel through Shlomo, he says, you want to be wise? Prepare for the future. Of course, first of all, for the unbeliever to prepare for the future is to accept the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. Because we all deserve to be judged by nature. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Shlomo said already in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 20. The first thing that we need to prepare is to know the Lord Yeshua as our Lord and our Savior. To know that all our sins, so great, so many, have been paid by Him there upon the shameful cross where He died for our sins. But now that we have accepted Him, and that we have become children of God, part of the family of God, we are to also be wise in our life, the way we live. And unfortunately, beloved brothers and sisters, we are often playing the fool. We don't discern time. We don't discern judgment that is coming. We think that everything is going to be fine and I can carry on my own way and there is no time and there is no judgment. God cannot be fooled. We cannot trick God. He will deal with His own in love, in grace, in time, and in judgment. And so he says, really, he's saying in verse 5 and 6, that he says, the wise men submit to the authority, discerning both time and judgment. Et and mishpat, because there is a day coming, and we are to prepare to meet the Lord one day. You know, if you go back to chapter 3 with me for a moment of Ecclesiastes, you remember the whole third chapter was speaking about to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. Verse 1 of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Mitachat la-shemesh, under the sun, in this world, there is time and there is season. And then he continued later on in verse 17, Shlomo said, I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time. Therefore, every purpose and for every work, God shall judge. And again, to remind you, of course, that the Old Testament saints from among the people of Israel were limited in their understanding because much more revelation was given to humanity after Yeshua, the Messiah, came to this world, died for us on a Roman cross, was raised for our justification, sent the Holy Spirit of God to indwell all believers, and gave us an instruction through the Word of God. Far more information we have today than our older brethren in biblical days. We have the complete canon of Scripture. And the complete canon of Scripture teaches us or gives us additional information such as, let me just read you, for example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He says there, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work shall abide, whatever he build thereupon, he shall receive a reward. But then he's saying, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire. You know, God, thank God for His forgiveness, beloved brothers and sisters. Where would we be if God will deal with us in the way that we deserve to be treated? That's why a wise man does not seek even justice for himself in the way he or she have lived, because we know how we fail God so much. And so God helps us in our life here, and Shlomo is instructing Israel, and he says, listen, a wise man discerning time and season, he prepares himself for the future. You remember what the prophet of Israel has said to Israel, Amos chapter 4 and verse 12, he says, prepare to meet thy God, Amos said to Israel. And the Apostle Paul says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of the Messiah, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. There is a day that we have to prepare for the future. We don't prepare in our salvation. Our salvation is secure. God had prepared it through the work of Yeshua the Messiah. But we ourselves are going to have to be one day standing before the judge. And everything that was done for the Messiah will last. And everything that was done for the flesh will be burned as if of fire, as the scripture tells us this. And so he says, godly wisdom will lead a believer to prepare for the future. Of course, the unbelievers, they don't think about this. Because as far as they are concerned, they live life here for 80, 90 years and they go 6 feet under the ground and it's finished. As far as they teach or they think, they don't realize that it is appointed unto men once to die and after this the judgment. They will have to be judged and cast into the lake of fire, rejecting the only answer for sin, Yeshua the Messiah, who paid for our sins when he died for us on the tree. But the believer, we ourselves failing the Lord much, but get the counsel of Shlomo, realize, if you are wise, that you need to discern the time and the season. Notice he continue in the second half of verse 6 and verse 7, and he says, a man who do evil will experience misery. He does not discern the judgment will come. I'm reading verse 6b and verse 7. It says here, therefore, the misery of a man is great upon him. And he knows not that which shall be, for who can tell him when it shall be? You see, nobody can tell him anything because he, continuing in his path, he doesn't realize, he doesn't take into account that one day he will have to stand before the living God. And notice it says, the misery of a man is great upon him. That word for misery comes from the Hebrew word ra'ah, or another word is evil. For evil is so much upon his life. He continues evil. He lives in this kind of lifestyle. He continues on in this way. And he is not discerning neither the time nor the season. He or she do not realize, one day I'm going to have to stand before God. I better make sure that I'm preparing myself for the future. And preparing ourselves for the future doesn't mean that we become goody-two-shoes. It doesn't mean that we all of a sudden become with halo over our head and we become so-called holy. It's when we're getting closer to the Lord and we submit to His authority and we humble ourselves before the Lord and we realize that we are helpless and hopeless and we need His assistance in our life, even as believers. That's the wise man or wise woman who have godly wisdom. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, King Shlomo, HaMelech Shlomo, telling Israel, our people of old, that it is important to get godly wisdom because godly wisdom will instruct, will benefit you. It will help you to submit to the authority that be, and it will help you to realize and prepare yourself for the future. The future will come. Most of us know it from experience. How time in our life changed very quickly. We just talked, some of us, as we get older, we are no longer able to do what we did yesterday. It's as evident that we look at ourselves in the mirror, the way we looked 10 years, 20 years ago, and the way we look today, and we get shocked because we did change. And it wouldn't take too long, and we will have to leave this scene. I was just a few days ago in a funeral of a brother that was 90 years of age. But what a testimony he had by those that spoke about him, how he loved to minister the gospel. He loved to tell people about Yeshua. He was over 55 years married and he lived a life that was pleasing to the Lord. And he already, early in his life, he made a decision for the Lord Yeshua in his life. And he became a blessing. his grandchildren and great-great children could speak about him. So beautiful. It was such a God-honoring funeral service of a man that died, just passed away, the year of 90. But he did something for the Lord. He served the Lord. He ministered to God's people. He went to Africa there to minister to the believers there. And he was always a blessing, instructing them and helping them spiritually in their life. Led many to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. He used his life. He was wise. He had a godly wisdom that assisted him in preparing for the future, because the future did come and the Lord took him home. And he must have heard the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." So number one, godly wisdom will lead one to submit to the authority that be. Godly wisdom will lead one to prepare for the future. But now thirdly, in verses 9 to 13, godly wisdom, this is Ecclesiastes 8, verses 9 to 13, godly wisdom will lead one to arm himself against wrongdoing. Notice Solomon's observed in verse 9 that in this world under the sun, even the ruler can hurt himself. Even if you have an authority, if you are not watching it, and if you're not, as it says, arm yourself and be careful, you can hurt not only others, you can also hurt yourself. And I'm reading verse 9. He says, "All this I have seen and applied my heart unto every work that is done under the sun. There is a time when one man rule over another to his own hurt." In other words, he's really kind of speaking to the rulers themselves. You might say to the boss, to the leaders, to the one that have an authority. How do you lead? How do you lead? Are you leading in such a way? Are you ruling in such a way that you ultimately not only hurt others, but you also hurt yourself? Is that wise? Don't you understand that your conduct, your behavior, and the way that you lead or you rule over others, you are only benefiting not only them, but also you benefit yourself. You honor the Lord.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.